This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Time for the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Top 5 at 5 this afternoon brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the Drive. Here once again, Matt Huckabaugh.
Got some NFL headlines for you today. Retired Packers wide receiver James Jones said in a Pro Football Talk article, "I talk to Aaron Rodgers all the time, and I believe he'll be at training camp." This coming days after Packers president Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella, and he has yet to show up.
Yet to show up. Complicated fella. Doesn't like to go to work.
He's a very complicated
dude. He has some great cliches.
He is a complicated guy. Where are we at with the Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to play?
I don't know. I keep going back to he hasn't talked to his family in like 15 years. That takes dedication. You got to really be mad at your family.
Yeah. What do you think they did?
I don't know. He
didn't
might.
Like one of his girlfriends or something.
Probably.
Asked for money.
Meh.
Like his brother seems like, don't get me wrong, his brother seems like.
Oh, his brother's total Vandy boy.
Class A
Vandy boy.
Yeah. Vandy boy. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like that's not an excuse not to talk to. I mean, what would you have to do? What would your brother have to do? Bear, I've met your brother.
I mean, okay,
your brother is known dullard. What would he have to do for you to not have anything to do with him?
I mean, there's pretty much nothing at this point. I mean, he got me in so many fights growing up, just doing stupid stuff. What are you going
to
do?
I mean, it
I wasn't
to be,
down with anybody hitting my little brother in the face.
It had to be like steal your wife or something. I mean, it had to be some sort of, you know, financial, like he stole money from you, find out he's embezzling. Like, I don't know what it would take to break the familial bond.
Maybe reality TV. Apparently, the origin of the falling out between the Rodgers brothers is unclear, but many factors have contributed to their tension, which was first made public in 2016 on The Bachelorette, of all shows. It seems like that might actually be the origin of their beef.
Wow.
Why? Did Aaron Rodgers not get picked for it, or?
Hey, it seems like they just had bad relationships with
a very minor thing to just disassociate from family over.
Yeah, I don't know.
They talk about him on camera.
But I think I remember because I watched some of that, and he just made a vague reference to, complicated, that kind of thing. They never said anything to defame him or anything.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think it was just basically he said on The Bachelorette, you know, I haven't basically just said, you know, yeah, like, of course, like there's been some issues with me and my brother here and there, but that apparently started the whole conversation about it.
Wow. Well, tying back in with Aaron Rodgers, Von Miller of the Denver Broncos at his pass rushing summit said, "Oh, we're going to get Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson. But hold on, wait a minute. We've got Drew Lock. That's who we're running with. That's who we're going into the season with." Is that shade, or you think that's a compliment? People are arguing this online right now.
I don't know. I'd need to see the video and get the full context.
I don't think anyone has it. I think it was an article.
The way you were reading it, it almost sounded to me like he was speculating, oh, it'd be cool to have Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, and then he caught himself as he's saying it and thinking, oh, wait a minute, but we've got the other guy that might be disrespectful, so I better say something about Drew Lock. But it just comes off sounding ridiculous because you're comparing a bad quarterback to good quarterbacks.
Not a good look.
Did Heupel coach Drew Lock, or was that right after?
I think he did. Okay. He had all those records.
Yeah, they put up like 50 on us.
Yeah, and then he turned Drew Lock into a stud.
Yeah.
Put up huge numbers, and then when he left to take the Central Florida job, they hired Dooley as his replacement, and Lock's numbers plummeted. Not kidding. Go look it up.
It's incredible.
It's funny, yes, because Derek Dooley, what an idiot. But it also kind of gives you a little bit of confidence. It's like, okay, this guy he's been productive as a coordinator in this league at a school. Yeah, I think Drew Lock is a good college quarterback. He obviously was, but it's not like he was surrounded by elite talent over there. I wouldn't think that the rest of Missouri's roster offensively at that time was any better than what Heupel will be inheriting at Tennessee. Gives you a little hope.
Can you name another Missouri player in the NFL besides Drew Lock?
Is Michael Sam still playing?
No.
First name that I thought of.
He lasted a year or so.
I know they've probably got some D linemen that are still
playing. They got a receiver with a couple of names, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I know who you're talking. I don't think he's
like
still in the league.
A double last name.
Well, you're not thinking Doriel Green Beckham,
that's
are you?
Exactly who I was thinking of. That's exactly it.
No, I don't think he's in the league anymore, Rick.
This is Roundtree, Larry Roundtree. Did he make the league? I know they have other NFL players.
Gabbert?
Okay.
Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert.
Who's that linebacker they had last year that was so good? It was like Bolton? Lord Bolton.
Nick Bolton.
Nick Bolton?
Yeah.
Surely he made a roster somewhere.
Did. Yeah, okay.
Lord Bolton.
Great question.
We're getting a few.
All right.
Number three, MLB announced today players caught with foreign substances will face a 10-day suspension. This includes things like suntan lotion and other sticky stuff.
Oh, put a little copper tone on this
sticky
one.
Sticky stuff. Spider tack.
Spider tack. Major League Baseball is finally admitting what Russell tried to tell everyone last week is
that
they're all cheating. Nobody's hitting home runs in the majors right now.
Tail as old as time, the spitball, people's sandpaper.
Nail file,
whatever.
Thumbtack. Anything to rough up the...
And hitters use performance-enhancing drugs and pine tar and corked bats and everything. It's a level, unlevel playing field.
Number four, Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy told Chris Collinsworth that there is no possible scenario that Justin Fields is the starting quarterback week one. His quote said, "Andy Dalton is our starter. Justin is our number two, and we are going to stick with this plan. You just got to trust the plan."
Sound like a crummy plan.
Trust the process.
Why not just have a competition, man? It's sports, right?
What happens if Dalton blows his knee out?
Has Andy Dalton – well, I mean, that's different. But sure. But has he done anything to earn that job?
He sucked in Dallas.
He sucked in Dallas. He was okay with Cincinnati, but if I'm Matt Nagy or anybody over there, I'm thinking, you know what? Probably Dalton is going to win that job at the beginning of the season, but he's going to have to win the job. And – we're going to have a training camp and a couple of preseason games, and we'll make the selection at some point. But why go ahead and commit to that now? Unless, I guess they have had OTAs. Maybe Dalton is just so far ahead. They know what's going to happen. But that is a curious comment to me.
Pretty bad. Number five, for a limited time, Chick-fil-A announced they're bringing back the peach milkshake, probably just for the summer.
Ugh.
Sounds kind of gross. I'm not about it.
Yeah.
Gross.
I think some people live by it, though.
People have the peach. I had one.
You like it?
No.
I didn't
either. I thought it was awful.
I used to work there. I hate it.
It had all the chunks in it.
Yep.
And I just – it was not good. It was unpleasant. They would get stuck in the straw, first of all, so it was an inefficient milkshake to drink.
I agree.
But the texture just didn't feel right in your mouth, and it wasn't that great. I think it would have been okay if they just had, like, peach-flavored soft serve, basically. Without the chunks, I feel like that might have been okay, but the chunks really threw me off, man.
Bear, are you rolling with the
gross
peach milkshake?
No. That sounds disgusting. I'm a mocha chocolate guy kind of guy.
You go Chick-fil-A, you got to go cookies and cream.
That's a fact.
That is the way to go there.
What about just chocolate?
Yeah, cookies and cream are disgusting.
I feel like
their chocolate shake is incredible.
Whoa. Cookies and cream is disgusting?
Yeah, I don't. It's gross.
does cookies and cream need to go on the list of
that's
awesome things?
That's got more chunks, though, than the peach one.
I think that
one
deserves the list.
I feel like everybody y'all are likes adding cookies
too much,
and cream.
No, they don't. Y'all are adding too many things to the list.
No, you're adding too many. It's your list. We have nothing to do with the awesome things that you hate. I mean, everybody might have something.
I feel like you got to start putting a poll in the field. Although I think that it might be skewed, people just wanting to get it on the list.
I mean, I agree. It's the list is too long, but I mean that's a you problem. Ultimately,
not really.
Should we put? I mean, I don't know. Is cookies and cream universally beloved?
I think so.
I think so.
I think you guys really like it, and you're overestimating.
I don't really like it. I mean, it's good though. When you go to Chick-fil-A, it's the cookies and cream milkshake. I mean, that's their best milkshake.
No. I mean, it's
the
just
best milkshake's just a straight chocolate.
As a former employee, we sold the most cookies and cream milkshakes.
Of course,
it's just a vanilla. It's just a vanilla milkshake with Oreos in it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like that. I mean, those are two hard things.
Was there like a cult like vibe?
Yeah, that's right. We're learning a lot about Matt Huckaba. I want to explore this because I don't think I've ever known anybody who actually worked.
What would happen
at Chick-fil-A
if you gave one of these a no problem? Instead of a my pleasure,
we had
a no prob.
We had an unnamed manager. He would come behind you and correct your mistakes.
Oh, I wouldn't
like a hawk.
Like kind of like a hawk. He would also rub people's shoulders while they were using the urinals.
Whoa! Whoa!
I have a story.
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
My best friend. He was using the urinal. The manager walks up behind him, is rubbing his shoulders, and says, "I think I'm going to give you a 25-cent raise." This really happened.
That's creepy.
Whoa.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
And he did this.
I would have probably just dropped him right there or sued him. Trying to figure out what I would have gotten.
Yeah,
more pleasure
that's a good point, Bear. I mean, you might have been able to get some money. Sexual harassment, man, made me feel very uncomfortable. A lot of emotional distress and trauma. I had to go to therapy for it. I felt violated. I feel like you could get couple hundred grand out of Chick-fil-A for that.
Then part of me thinks, you know, why not just go ahead and just lay him out right there in the bathroom.
I heard from three separate people the same thing happened. To give them a raise.
What?
Or, yeah.
At the urinal.
He chose urinal. To use this place out of any place he could have.
I don't know if it felt intimate. I don't know.
Well,
never happened to me. I never got
no,
a raise.
It's, so. What it's kind a of intimacy weird sex are you looking thing, for? Right? I mean, he's fishing for...
He's grooming.
So, yeah, he's grooming.
Oh my God. He's looking over the shoulders what he's doing.
I don't
that
know.
That got weird.
I think I'd probably end up just one hitting him right in the face, right in the temple.
I do too.
Just lay his ass out.
I'm not
Walk
like
out.
A,
I'm out of here.
I don't know, man.
I'm not an aggressive person, but if I am in my own space at the urinal and somebody hits my shoulder, I'm just throwing an elbow.
Well, think about it. Your pants are unzipped and you're urinating. I mean, it's not like
you're completely
you can
vulnerable.
Immediately react. You've got to.
Well, I'd tell him, hey, I was like, stop touching me. I'd finish my business and I'd turn around. And then you make everything zipped up and where it needs to be, and then you just lay him the hell out. Whap! Right here. Boom.
You would assault. The Chick-fil-A guy. He also
your
said
manager.
He's giving you a raise.
I don't give a damn.
A quarter.
We're in the. You don't. Yeah,
it's like $2 a day if you're working.
It's a
an extra $2 a day if you're working 8 hours.
I feel like that's a major invasion of privacy, and it's assaultive
it
behavior.
Is.
I mean, you get charged with that.
That's wild.
And then it ended up being. Look, I won't charge him for sexual. Whatever weird sexual thing he was trying to do
with
me.
Do you think he was just
he's
like
drop the charges
some sort of
for assault and battery on me?
Overly repressed.
To be honest, I think he was just a touchy guy. I don't think there was anything
really?
Weird about it. No. I truthfully
You don't think there was anything
dude,
weird
man,
about it?
Dude, man, he's coming up
urinal.
Behind other guys
I
at the urinal.
I truthfully think it was good intentions. I really do.
Did what? Maybe to him.
Sincere.
Did he was he handsy in other areas of the restaurant?
No. That's why
well,
I
dude.
Well, oh no, well, okay.
You want to come up
guy.
On the cook line and like,
yeah,
a little
I mean,
neck rub?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think he was just a touchy guy, kind of the dad vibe. I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying some people are like that.
I hate those.
No,
I
some
hate
people
it.
Are like that.
Yeah,
no.
I hate it when somebody has to put a hand on you to have a conversation.
But that's a tough.
It's
I mean,
so
the,
belittling
the
as well.
The first step would be just to kind of, you know, turn your head and be like, you need to get your hands off me right now. Or I'm going to bust you. I'm going to bust your ass. Stop touching me.
Yeah, my pants are unzipped. I got an issue down
And then
there.
If that doesn't work, then you turn around and then you, you know, proceed with what I, the other thing I would do is just lay him out.
I mean, the
hard as you can.
Story is so shocking. I can't even. I don't. I'm sure I have other what it's like to work at Chick-fil-A questions, but I, for the life of me, I'm that's a stunning. That's a bombshell, Huck.
Great addition.
Let's go to the phones. On that note,
I'm absolutely stunned at who got drawn into this one.
John Tweet, you're on the Drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Was it a tap, a pat, or a
rub?
Hold and squeeze?
Oh. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you for sure.
He's described it as a shoulder rub.
I think it was a light.
You mean he put his hand on the shoulder and then started squeezing?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That's caressing.
Yeah.
Was it a caress?
Yeah, that's a little.
Does that feel? Now, I mean, that feels good, you know.
I kind of feel like you're asking to get your jaw broke at that point. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is urinating and you put your hand on their shoulder and start squeezing, yeah.
Tell them how they're getting a raise.
Expect an elbow.
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Or do you just turn around and just turn around midstream and just let it fly?
Now, if somebody tapped on your shoulder, you might just be so surprised it happened.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
just
I
go totally R. Kelly on him.
Coming behind.
No, I feel like a tap could be explained.
Kelly.
That's a little bit
that
weird.
That could be explainable.
But, yeah, it's not terribly out of the ordinary. But if a man comes up and starts, massaging your neck muscles.
Yeah, that's
your
problem.
Yeah, it's
we need clarification.
It's like, whoa, dude.
If I had been there, I'd tell you.
Let me ask you this question. Let's say you're in the facilities with the door closed. I don't want people talking to me. I'm concentrating. Anybody else have to? Like my ex, she used to try to talk. I'm like, girl, can you just let me finish? Like, can we talk after business is done? We don't need to talk through the door.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you there.
Right.
It's your own space.
You have a door closed policy, no convo with your wife in the restroom.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I
don't
want to get
too
graphic
on
here.
Your life experiences.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, like, there's not a lot of privacy when you're in a house with four people, and but generally speaking, yes, I feel like you're in the restroom and the door is shut. Like, don't come in. Like, I don't know.
It's not don't come in. It's don't talk to me through the door.
Really?
I mean, what are we doing?
Did
you ever play a team sport where the toilets were just like prison or like Marine Corps style? They're just a row of toilets, no dividers?
I did not want a road win in a locker room. That's fairly disgusting. I mean, if I had to, I suppose I would. But when I was playing, at least in high school, yeah, I got my business done prior to going to the stadium.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, if I had to, but there certainly wasn't people coming over and talking to me while I'm sitting there, the door shut.
Yeah, I feel like weird. I feel like just in general, conversation should be kept to a minimum in the restroom. I
mean, sure.
You go in there, you do your business, and we'll talk outside.
Thank you. So, what can we go over Bears' list? Because I know there's a list.
Nah, we've already read it
some
once
of the
this week.
Fair and agree. We did.
He's very sensitive about the list. I feel this vibe.
No, Bear and I agree on a lot of things. It's
just the music Russ has got, it's stupid. It's just
cookies
can
and
we
cream,
put
Bear, you don't.
Can we put the list of awesome things that Bear hates on the list of awesome things that Bear hates? Because everybody loves this list except for Bear. That is a fact.
I mean, I don't like the way that you just arbitrarily will add stuff that I might make a comment about. Because there's several things on there that I don't absolutely
put it up
hate.
Like what?
Does Barrett hate cookies and cream ice cream or cookies and cream milkshake?
All of the above.
Just
it's a garbage
cream,
flavor. It's a garbage flavor.
Should it go on the list, John?
I mean, first of all, Chick-fil-A doesn't make milkshakes. Aren't they made from a pouch? And it's not like ice cream scooped out. And then milk, and then using the milkshake maker. Is it already?
On the drive, it's a milkshake. It's absolutely a milkshake.
Milkshakes don't come from a pouch.
It's a product. No. It is from a pouch. I will
confirm.
That's not a milkshake.
Well,
sorry.
I'll tell you what. You start your own show. You can count You cannot count them. On the drive, we count Chick-fil-A shakes is shakes.
Baskin and Robbins makes milkshakes. You know, Brewster's, they make milkshakes.
Mm. I mean, do I have to go over this with you again?
That's disgusting.
On the drive, we consider the shakes out of the pouch are shakes.
I'm laying down my opinion, which is right.
If you call it a milkshake, I'm going to call it a milkshake. Everybody has different opinions on this thing. That's okay. But there's definitely a milkshake hierarchy. And I will say this. I love Chick-fil-A, but their milkshakes are on the lower end of this hierarchy. They're not very good compared to other
best
milkshakes.
Fast food milkshake.
Oh, God.
Frosty is not included.
Hey, I'll say that.
Mooyah.
That's not fast food. You got to have a drive-through to be fast food. McDonald's has really good milkshakes, man. I'm sorry. They just do.
My God,
it's delicious. A chocolate milkshake at McDonald's, it's fantastic.
It's not very good.
Oh,
Sonic.
So good.
No, not even close.
Yeah,
but
Sonic.
Sonic's pretty good.
Yeah.
Great.
Arby's.
Just, Russell, I understand clearly there's basically two four-team brackets each side of the College World Series, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we play until everybody's played everybody, and then it's like if you lose twice, you're out. Is that the gist of it?
We're basically going to repeat how it was the last two series. Just like the regional was a double elimination, you had to win three games to advance to the super regional. It's the same exact thing. You got to win three games, get out of your pod, and then you meet the winner of the other pod in
a best-of-three series.
In a best-of-three series.
Just when's like, okay. All right, I understand. When's attractive Bruce Pearl doing Jam or No Jam? Is that Fridays?
Wait, what did you call?
Attractive Bruce Pearl.
Come on, let me tweet. I actually don't know why that was beyond the pale after the entire restroom discussion, but I feel like the phone call had run its course. We put the invite out to Vitello. He's very busy this week. I'm sure we'll catch up with them.
Well, they're leaving tomorrow, apparently.
Yeah.
And they don't play till Sunday.
He's dialed in right now, man.
I don't blame him. I want him dialed in.
Bill asks, so don't the cookies and cream cookies get stuck in the straw way
that's
the peaches
a chunk.
Get? They don't. Not for me. Okay. At Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. I've never had that issue. Now, I've had that issue at other places with a cookies and cream milkshake, but not at Chick-fil-A. I'll tell you.
A cookies and cream milkshake sounds to me like one of those Dairy Queen, what are they called?
Blizzard?
Blizzard, yeah. I mean, that's basically what it
no,
is.
No, it's a much looser consistency. Like, you can't drink a Blizzard with a straw. You just can't do it. You have to use
a
spoon.
If you put it in the refrigerator for an hour, it kind of melts.
Maybe. Why would you do that, though? It's Blizzard. It's delicious. Eat it with a spoon.
I sometimes go to Wendy's and get large Frosties and let them completely melt.
And then you drink it with a straw?
No.
You're so weird.
Just pour it down my throat.
you just drink the Frosty out of a cup.
Oh, chug
That's
it.
That's nasty. That's just disgusting. What the hell's wrong with you?
There's nothing better than the liquid they make into Frosty, just ice cold. Completely.
It's called a Frosty. Eat it with a spoon.
No, not frozen.
Dip your fries in
it's like the greatest chocolate milk ever.
The best.
The greatest chocolate milk you'll ever drink. That's what it tastes like.
Nikki is offended at Huck's Chick-fil-A story. She says, please quit acting like this is a Chick-fil-A thing. Could happen anywhere a pervy old man works.
Wow.
That's fair.
Defending the Chick-fil-A.
It just happened to me. You know what I mean? That well, could happen.
Got
to
be careful, Huck. We don't want you getting canceled your second day on the drive, buddy.
It's too soon.
I'm just asking. And listen, I love Chick-fil-A. I'm not trying to defame, but would it surprise you if some of the managers at Chick-fil-A, some of them, were occasionally a little bit
creepy?
Yes.
If you had said which fast food restaurant would you be most surprised that this would happen to, I would say Chick-fil-A.
Well, it gets back to Bear's original question. Is it a cult-like environment there? Because I feel like that is a fair question. Because there's such a different vibe that you get there. And it's a good vibe. It's a pleasant vibe. We all like it.
Right.
But it's so different than any other.
Like, I'm always very, very suspicious when I, like, as I leave the drive-thru with my bag of food.
About what?
They're way too nice. Just way too nice.
It's a religious
thing.
Like,
they're trying to lull you into some false sense of security.
They got the
spirit
of the Lord.
They're
They're slinging chicken for Jesus.
I just don't like it. I don't like how nice that's. I very rarely go there unless Junior wants it. Cokes are set way too sweet, way too much syrup in them. Waffle fries are awful.
They come in a box like any other fast food restaurant.
Way too salty. They do have an incredible chocolate chip oatmeal cookie. It's probably the best thing there. But no, they're just way too nice to you. I'm much happier down at the burger, my Burger King, where they damn near just sling your food out at you. Thanks.
You prefer the ambiance of the Burger King compared to Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Stop.
Do you go and get a crown inside that you can wear?
No.
Is that why?
Dumbass.
It's probably why. They got those things lined up.
No. I don't think you catch me in a crown, bub.
Let's do a quick break right here. 865-546-8200. You want to jump in on The Drive. Back with more after this. Yeah, he's got stories galore, man.
Unbelievable.
Liking Matt
all over the place.
All right, hot take, cold take. It's brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Tennessee baseball will advance to the championship series next week in Omaha.
That's hot.
Hot take as well.
I guess we're all drinking the Kool-Aid here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's going to be easy. I mean, to get there, we're going to have to go through Texas, who's
most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I have a very healthy respect for a lot of our competitors.
The prize at the end of that's probably either going to be what? Vanderbilt, Arizona. Who else is over there on that side? Which side do you think's rougher?
Ooh.
Let's see. NC State, Stanford. I don't know. I feel
they're
like
both,
it's pretty evenly
it's
matched.
Yeah, you got three top 10 teams and then one that kind of snuck its way in a little bit between
who's
NC State and Virginia.
Vandy.
NC State, Stanford, Vandy, Arizona.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah. I mean, Arizona's number one offensive team in the nation.
I mean, is it any tougher than Tennessee, Virginia, Texas, Mississippi State?
Probably not.
I think this is State's third trip to Omaha in a row. And so they've got a great program. Texas has had an outstanding season. I think Virginia is probably the Cinderella story here.
North Carolina State as well.
From that standpoint, I mean, we're fortunate that we take on, quote-unquote, the weakest team in to make the World Series in game one.
I don't ask
for a better
draw.
Mm-mm.
I mean, NC State's not going to be an easy out, I don't think. I mean, they got absolutely shelled by Arkansas and then took two straight. Yep. That's the number one team in the nation.
So much of it is about pitching matchups and who's available in those must-win games, which, again, you like Tennessee because of their depth. Neyland Stadium will have multiple sellouts this fall.
Cold take. Well.
Oh, golly.
The Rona
factor.
Can they
do it one more?
The Rona factor.
I would say it's a hot take just because I could see the first and second games. I could see the Georgia game being a sellout. I don't know that they all are, and I don't know that they're all completely attended. I think there will be empty seats, but I think it's possible, man. It's difficult. Difficult to say, though, with any certainty.
All right, I'll give you the Ole Miss game as well.
Okay.
I think the Ole Miss game will be the second to sell out.
They might bring some fans with them.
Yep. Yeah, I'll go hot take because of that. I think first and then Ole Miss.
This is not out of the realm of possibility that Tennessee could be 5-1 heading into that game.
Right.
5-1, ranked, a lot of momentum. Lane Kiffin coming back to Knoxville, they could be ranked and playing well. That could be a huge game.
Again, if you can handle business against the teams that you're supposed to, your Missouris, your South Carolinas, if you can figure out a way to quickly establish yourself over them, you're exactly right. You're looking at 5-1 heading into week 6.
I would go as far to say that we should be 5-1.
Yes.
Heading into that game.
And again, I remember we talked about a month ago about that Florida game right there and about what would it be like going into Florida 3-0 and how great that would
be. Don't do it, Rick. Don't do it.
But again, I remember I said at the time
6-0. Let's go. Let's go.
I remember
get some Lane Kiffin.
At the time, I was like, you know what? I don't really care about Florida anymore. I've seen us win against them one time. What I'm more interested in is that Ole Miss game, because you have Missouri and South Carolina sandwiched in between. That's a realistic situation. 5-1 heading into your sixth game of the year.
Let's see, where are we here? Malachi Wideman dismissed from the team today. Will be a productive college wide receiver elsewhere. It's technically, he's not dismissed. He's just no longer with the team.
How did you word that now?
Will be a productive college wide receiver.
I read a lot of reports that people thought he would go play basketball at a
really?
Smaller school.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to go cold take.
We'll say hot take. Just an athlete like that, you got to find a home somewhere, right?
I mean, I'd say hot if you included basketball in it.
Okay.
I'll go hot take as well.
And finally, chocolate is the goat milkshake flavor.
Well, it's hotter than the surface of the sun. Of course it is. Chocolate shake.
Perfectly said.
Can't get any hotter than that.
Yeah, I think you got to go hot take. I mean, I think they're – like, I prefer a Jamocha shake from Arby's compared to, like, a chocolate shake at Chick-fil-A, for instance. But on the whole, just chocolate shake. If I'm going somewhere and I got to gamble, I don't know if that's going to be – you just go with the chocolate shake. You're very rarely going to be disappointed. All right, thank you. That is the hot take, cold take segment brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. It is another hot East Tennessee afternoon as temperatures have soared up towards 90 this afternoon, up towards 90 in Omaha as well. No matter where you are, if your AC is struggling, if you are having any sort of heating or air-related issue, call the locally owned operated company, the veteran-owned and operated company that does the right repair the right way the first time. Blue Water Climate Control, doing a lot of heating and air work. This is their busy time of year. We appreciate their sponsorship. Don't forget, they love Fan Run and will reward you as a Fan Run listener. You just mentioned you heard it here and get the Fan Run discount. Ask for it at Blue Water Climate Control, 865-299-2290. 299-2290, or just go online to bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. I do not sign off on any Chick-fil-A slander. For those of you who are upset about it, do not sign off on any of that. I do not endorse it. I disagree. Chick-fil-A is fantastic. Noisewater says, I'd say to be a shake, it must be capable of being consumed through a straw. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. You
otherwise,
you
it's ice cream.
A milkshake. Otherwise, you're eating ice cream.
I mean, basically what it is, like it because I watched you make it at Arby's. It comes out the same consistency as a Frosty, and then they just put it in the mixer. They squirt your, coffee-flavored chocolate syrup in there.
Masochist Vol says, we need to build a new version of Chick-fil-A for Bear where they yell expletives at you and spit in your food. Would that make you more comfortable? Welcome to Chick-fil-A,
no,
you miserable bastard. What do you want?
There's a fine line. I mean, you can't. I don't want anywhere it's going to spit in my food, but.
Well, you got to draw the line somewhere, right? That's where you draw the line. Spitting in your food is unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
You can curse at me.
Yeah.
You can mess up my order, but by God, do not spit in it.
Yeah, man, that's just absolutely disgusting. That automatic ass whipping would ensue.
865-546.
Wouldn't it for you if you knew somebody spit in your food?
8200. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to fight somebody who would spit in my food. I would certainly discuss it with somebody. It would be an issue. I mean, I don't know. Like, how are you going to notice? I'd say, listen, you're 50 years old. I'm 40. We eat out a lot. Chances are we've eaten somebody else's spit.
Maybe so, but that is one of the reasons. Like, I've got a friend that this guy cannot stand to wait more than, like, you can't take him with you to go through a drive-thru, especially if he's been drinking, because he will immediately start cussing. and screaming
at the
drive thru. I looked at him one day. I was like, you know, dumbass, I hadn't gotten my food yet. And then I have to pull off. Oh, like, we literally hit every fast food place except for Crystal on Chapman Highway. It was for an NFL playoff game. And then finally, I just finally took him back to his house and then went out and went through the Crystal drive-thru. Like, these poor girls at Hardee's, I was just apologizing. I was like, I'm really sorry. As I drove through, hollered out the window, I'm sorry. He's a hole.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unfortunate. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd in the news today, Bear. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, yeah. He told Zuck to get.
That would have been. That's a
yeah.
Clever phrase. He basically said, thanks, but no thanks. Rejecting.
That's not basically what he said. He got ugly.
He rejected Facebook's offer to use a Pink Floyd song in a commercial, I guess?
Yeah.
Roger Waters, who was a crotchety young man, now an even crotchetier old man
at 77. Do you see what he said about Zuckerberg? Is it not in there?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Revealed the social media company asked to use his 1979 song, Another Brick in the Wall, Part Deux, for an Instagram ad.
Well, it takes some balls to go to Roger Waters from Pink Floyd and ask to use that song.
Do you think there are any company that he would say yes to?
No. I doubt. I mean, it's not just him, man. Pink Floyd was made up of very mercurial British kind of.
Well, I don't think so, Mark Zuckerberg. No, you can't use my song.
It's a song about
bucking the system and fighting against the man. No, you can't use my song in your bloody commercial.
Rolling Stone reported that Waters said the offer was for a, quote, huge, huge amount of money. He said it arrived this morning with an offer for a huge, huge amount of money, and the answer is bleep you, no bleeping way.
Bleep you, no bleeping way. You can't use my song.
You need to. That's a good British accent, but that's it's a little bit different than Waters. He's a little bit more pompous.
He is pompous, man. He's obnoxious. I love Pink Floyd. I mean, you talk about a great band, great songs, but he is really just, he's the worst.
The rest of the band hated him.
Just the worst.
I mean, between Gilmore and Mason and, keyboard. Richard? What was his
Richard
last
Wright.
Name? Richard Wright. Waters thought that he was better than all four of those, you know, or all three of those guys.
Any thoughts on the work of Pink Floyd, Rick Butler? You have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
I don't.
He just named the entire band.
I don't have any thoughts.
Can you name any members of Pink Floyd?
No, but what I can do is I can name.
We just talked about one for like the past 10 minutes.
I'll tell you about it during the break. I'm reading this crazy crime story out of Knoxville.
We'll get to that.
Rick Butler really dialed in this segment of the drive.
Look, appreciate Pink Floyd.
It. He went full bear.
My one addition is that Randall Pink Floyd is one of my all-time favorite movie characters.
Dazed and Confused. Excellent character. Let's get back to the real Pink Floyd. They have started letting, like, they agreed the new Dune movie that was supposed to be out already. Like, they allowed them to use, I think it's Eclipse. And I don't know who it was, if what the arrangement, it's a different arrangement, and I don't know if the guys in Floyd did it, but...
You guys sit here and tell me, Rick Butler, that you and the rest of the degenerates at the fan-run frat house never tried the Pink Floyd, Wizard of Oz, Dark Side of the Moon combo?
I'm sure somebody has. Speaking
hazy,
speaking for those
of
degenerates
debauchery.
That I know, I'm sure somebody has. I have not.
Okay.
Somebody probably has.
I may have been someone when Uncle Bear came over. We tried that.
Try the old Dark Side of the Rainbow.
McClure.
Whatever
you
got to
match
that
up, yeah.
McClure. When the lion roars for the third time, you hit play, it syncs up perfectly.
I cannot remember their name. There was a band in Knoxville about 15 years ago that would play behind like a high definition screen and would do it live.
We'll do it live.
Yeah. They would do Dark Side of the Moon while they played The Wizard of Oz.
We'll do it live!
On the screen.
Stoners actually thought that Pink Floyd was in the studio scoring. They had The Wizard of Oz playing. And they're like,
no, the song's got to start now. It's got to start when the movie goes to
color. No, it is kind of a strange coincidence. It's kind of odd. Have you ever done it?
I've seen it before, yeah. They did it at when I was in college. I went to they did it at the Tennessee Theater once. They had Wizard of Oz playing on the big screen, and then they had the light show too.
Did you go
lasers everywhere?
This movie's got a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you ever go see The Wall? Like the midnight showing of The Wall, like the Kingston Four down there on Kingston Pike? Was that still a thing when you came up?
Nah, that movie wasn't very good.
Nah, but it was what you did on Friday night. You go see The Wall at like midnight.
Yeah, this was what you did every Friday people. Night. Hey, let's go
see
The Wall
Friday.
Again. I'm tired of The Wall.
Never tired of The Wall.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. The shocking conclusion coming up next here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues, wrapping up on a Tuesday afternoon edition of the show. We've got overtime headed your way next from 6 until 8. Well, a very sad milestone this week as 76-year-old Ziona Chana died. Reportedly the most prolific father in the world, passing away on Sunday. Chana of India was the head of a polygamist Christian sect. He survived by an estimated 38 wives, 89 children, and 36 grandchildren, thus making him, by some reports, the head of the world's, quote, largest family during his lifetime.
He's up there with that. Remember that tortoise? It was like 170 years old, and it had resurrected its species.
No.
We did a story. We talked about it on The Drive.
We
this
talked
tortoise.
About so many ridiculous things.
That's who this guy reminds me of, that tortoise who single-handedly saved his species.
By just procreating so much
just
that...
doing it. That tortoise was doing it all day, every day.
Hey, you go, turtle.
And then they let him retire, finally. He looked exhausted.
38 wives, 89 kids. I feel like, actually, for 38 wives, I feel like 89 is kind of low. I feel like if you're going to go to the trouble to marry 38 women... you got to get up into triple digits, man. Have over 100 children. You know there's no way he knew all his kids' names.
You think he's all of them, their real father? It'd be hard to keep up with that many wives. Well, if one was stepping out on you.
Yeah, that's true. You probably wouldn't know the difference. 38, you're not keeping up with all that.
No. Why would you want 38?
I mean, dude, I know it's good to have options, but come on.
38?
Yep. 76 years old, too, man. I mean, like, no wonder he died young. I mean, 76 is not young, but, like, this day and age, I feel like he probably had a good, 20 years left in him if he just didn't have so much stress. 38 wives, a lot of wives.
A lot. I got two stories for you real quick.
I mean, just 38 too many.
Yes, Rick.
Number one, we did not mention that yesterday was the birthday of one Pat Summit. Shout out.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We also
What is each of your best Pat Summit moment? Memory.
For me, it would probably be meeting her individually.
Oh, wow.
But from like a public, like
sure.
sports moment.
Like any game in particular stand out?
No.
Beating LSU for a national championship with Holdsclaw and Randall and Parker was or not with not they obviously didn't play together. Was it the three Meeks? I guess it was. Was it Holdsclaw,
Randall, Tamika.
Yeah.
Tamika Catchings. That was a great Final Four. I mean, she won so many championships. It's hard to pick. Any win over Geno?
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, those are great.
Was good. Any win in Connecticut was good.
So, overall, Pat Summit, 8-time NCAA champion, 7-time NCAA coach of the year.
A lot of people are probably not huge women's basketball fans would say the she came out during the Kentucky game and dressed as a cheerleader singing Rocky Top and put the hat on Dick Vitale's head. That was pretty over the top.
For her, it was.
Yeah, it was a very un-Pat moment.
She's been hanging out with Bruce and Lane.
Good to see her let her hair down a little bit and enjoy herself. Was that 15 or so years ago?
Yeah, so there you go. That is yesterday was the late Pat Summitt's birthday. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about, and maybe we save this for later in the week a little bit, but did you guys see the lineup for the Bobby Mays-hosted Tennessee alumni game coming up in July at William Blount High School?
No.
The roster is nasty. You want a quick read? Here you go. Bobby Mays, Jordan McRae, Wayne Chisholm, Jordan Bowden, Scotty Hobson, Kenny Hall, Melvin Goins, Cam Tatum, Juwan Smith, John Fields, Robert Hubbs, Admiral Schofield, Lamonte Turner, Tyler Smith, Ron Slay, Skylar McThree, Grant Williams, Brian Williams, J.P. Prince, Duke Cruz, Jerome Maimon, and last but not least, the one, the only, Devin Bulkman.
Devin Bulkman is coming back.
Bulkman, excuse me.
That's fantastic.
So there you go. That's a stacked lineup.
I am glad that program has established that kind of brotherhood to where they will get back together and keep in touch the way the football guys from the glory days do. I mean, I think that's really cool because that's something that didn't used to exist. And, I mean, that's just another area of impact where Bobby Mays has been so special.
No doubt. That
definitely has his fingerprints all over it. I'm sure he did a lot of the legwork to put that together. I don't know that anybody else would.
And you think about just the guys that are going to be added into that kind of fraternity of alumni going forward and only what that game is going to turn into. Think about that game 5 years from now. It's going to be just wild.
Because you have a lot more guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have – look at all the guys on the team this year, right? You're going to have multiple draft picks on this year's team. So this lineup is only going to grow more. I think it's really fun.
Wow.
Why are they playing that game at Willie Blount?
Don't know.
Just curious. seems like that could be played at a little bit bigger venue. No offense to our friends out in beautiful Blount County, the Govs, the Govnas. Hello, Govna.
Govna.
No clue.
Great place to watch a football game out there and a basketball game.
Did you see where Palminieri referred to Tennessee baseball as a sleeping giant? I don't think we're asleep anymore, Paul.
Yeah. I mean, that was accurate for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The giant has awoken.
The beast.
You guys see Danny White is going to be raffling off a couple of tickets for the students. You get two tickets, must be in Omaha to receive the tickets, but travel and hotel, it looks like not included. But they are going to be giving away a couple of tickets to students.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
For you and a guest.
Bear not quite ready to give Danny White any credit just yet.
No.
You're on record, though, as say once he...
He needs to retain the services of Tony Valtello, and you better hope Heupel works out.
I feel like you're moving the goalposts a little bit there. We won't know about Heupel for a while. I thought we came to a
consensus. Well, no, I mean, me and you he's going to live or die with Heupel. He didn't hire Valtello.
Ultimately, yes, but... his first major win, and a lot of folks will retract their claws if he is able in the next couple of weeks to announce Tony Vitello a bigger contract and some improvements to Lindsey Nelson.
I'll retract my claws, but I will not retract my statement that it will be absolutely delicious. Just feed my dark black heart when I get to turn on this guy because I don't like him.
What do you mean when you get to turn on him? You've already said you don't like him.
No, when I haven't turned on him yet.
How about this for your cold, dark, black heart? How about you ponder, instead of turning on a guy that you already hate, which, for being honest, doesn't make much sense, how about you live in your hopes, not your fears? How about you think about what it would be like to be proven wrong, what it would be like to see this guy?
Well, then he needs to stop saying stupid, stupid stuff to this fan base.
They only had the one comment. I mean, it was a weird thing to say in his opening statement, but does it really?
I was ready. I was fully ready. If something had gone wrong last weekend, I was going to melt his head over the ticket thing because they completely altered the makeup of the the fans in attendance. And there's a lot more LSU people in there because of a decision he directly made.
Picture from the UT basketball Twitter account of Tony White with the current team. I guess they're working out over at Thompson Bowling. Man,
the new team is here.
Huntley Hatfield looks like $1 million, doesn't he?
He looks tremendous.
How's Tony White look?
He looks good.
Yeah.
He's fully in remission, apparently. Thank God.
He looks good.
Kennedy Chandler is smaller than I expected to compared to the rest of the team.
Kennedy Chandler is not much bigger than you,
yeah,
Rick.
He is small.
He's not big.
He can move, but I didn't even realize.
He's got cat-like reflexes.
The top of his head, I don't know if they go up to Yurosha's shoulders. Barely above if they do. Maybe not his neck, at least.
I heard the Dabunje guy is looking really good, too.
That's exciting.
Heard anything about Jordan yet?
He's got Josiah?
No, Jordan Powell.
Oh.
Justin.
I'm not. Justin Powell.
Is it Justin Powell? Sorry.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Matt. Overtime. Up next, we'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio.